Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Terry Dennison is here, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is a longtime friend of mine. I've known her since I've been working with the SBA over the years. She's the Georgia District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and she is a career person at the SBA, and we'll talk about that, the difference between career and other people, in just a minute. Terry Dennison, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's good to have you here, Terry.
I'm glad to be here.
After all these years, finally got you on my show, right?
That's true.
You know, Terry, now you're a career person. That means,
that's correct.
That means that administrations come and go, but you stay. And there are a bunch of folks. Most of the SBA employees are career people, aren't they?
That's correct.
So I got a quick story to tell you that I think you'll get a kick out of. I started working with the SBA in the Clinton administration, and one of the things I'm kind of proud of is I worked so well with the SBA, I actually got a letter thanking me from President Clinton, and which I have, you know, prominently displayed. And so whenever the Bush administration came into the White House, I didn't know at that time, I didn't know the difference between career and political appointees. And so after the Bush administration came in, I got some phone calls from the career people, as it turns out, who said, "Jim, will you still work with us now that we have a Republican in the White House?" And I said, "Well, of course. I don't do Republican or Democrat. I do small business." They said, "Oh, we're so glad." And that's when I realized that the career people are the ones who keep things going when the political people are coming and going, don't they?
Yeah, we're kind of the thread of continuity.
Yeah,
regardless.
Well, I at that point in time, that's when I realized all of a sudden, oh, so there are political appointees and there are career people and et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes politics comes into play, but not too much with the SBA. And that's what I like about you guys. So how long have you been with the SBA?
I started with the agency in 1987, towards the end of the second Reagan administration.
Right out of elementary school, right?
Yes, I was a child prodigy. Yeah. They left me at the door when I was six.
Dropped you off. They dropped you. That's funny. And so you've been through Republicans and Democrats and Republicans and Democrats, haven't you?
That's correct.
How has the SBA changed over the years?
Oh, wow. I think in a lot of ways, I think one of the things I'm always proud of is in terms of our processes. Especially around lending. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be the notorious reputation of, oh, it's so much paperwork and it takes so long. Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've done so much.
You've cut that way down, haven't you?
Yeah, to streamline the paperwork involved, automating the processes as much as possible. Of course, we went from a direct loan model to a guaranteed loan model,
right.
Which is less expensive,
it incorporates the marketplace too.
Exactly,
which
I think is important. Yeah,
I do too. Yeah. So, the career people are the bedrock. You guys are the foundation of this, of the loan guarantee program. Even though I know the political appointees are involved, but still, you guys really are the foundation of this. You're the people who make it happen.
Yes, we rely a lot on our partners out at the processing centers, because that's mm-hmm. another thing we've done. We've centralized
right.
a lot of the functions, which make us more efficient as well. But we do a lot, especially at the district office level, to mm-hmm. work with the lending community to make that happen.
Right. And so how do you know the national loan numbers that are going on right now? Do you know what those are?
Let's see. In fact, that's probably one of the last things I did before I got on the phone. Year to date, nationally, we've done about $12.6 billion in SBA-backed loans.
In this fiscal year, meaning since October 1?
Since October 1.
Right. So in about 7 months or so, how much again? That's a lot.
$12.6 billion.
How is that tracking with past years?
That is probably a little under, whole lot, but just a little under. And I take that as a good thing because that could be a sign that the lending community is feeling a little more comfortable with the economy. And, of course, when that's the case, then they're more likely to do conventional loans.
I also think it's a product, though, Terry, it's a product of small business owners have more aversion to debt today than we used to have, and also the fact that there's not as many startups as there has been. So I think that's a part of it too. Let me tell you a quick story, and I've told this before, Terry, and I'm always proud to tell it. A long time ago, probably 20 years ago, I needed a business loan, and my business was still pretty young, and what I was asking for, I didn't have the critical mass to really back it up based on the current lending requirements, and my banker said, let's talk about doing an SBA loan, and we did, and it was approved. And I paid it all back, and Terry, if it hadn't been for that assistance from the SBA, I wouldn't be here today.
And that's a story, you know, I hear a lot, and that's always great feedback.
I'm very grateful, and the thing is, it wasn't a lot of help, but it was just enough help because I mean I was very close to getting this thing done on my own, and it was just a little bit of nudge that I needed. And as I said, every penny was paid back. Thank God.
And thank you for doing that. We like it when they're paid in full.
And it was in the guarantee mode, by the way. It was not a direct loan from the SBA. It was just a guarantee, and the money was paid back, of course, to the bank.
Yes.
SBA.gov, right?
That's it.
So, folks, if you're trying to get a loan and you don't quite and you can't quite make maybe you've been turned down. Maybe your banker says, you know, we're just not going to be able to put this together. If they don't bring it up on their own, ask them, can we think about the SBA? And if they won't help you, go to a bank who will. Go to a bank that will help you. And find one that does that helps with the SBA loans. And I'll tell you, it made a difference in my life. Right back with Terry Dennison. She's the Georgia District Director of...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.